Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than finding out your go-to phrases have been banned. The number to call in, should you choose while we're live on Tuesday nights at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You could join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new browser in your a window in your browser. I screwed it up. And type in davincomedy.com and go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom and click on that and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. Believe it or not, kids, Pip Helix is here.
Believe it or not, I have risen from the dead.
Yeah, it lives.
I'm so sorry.
The rumors of your demise were greatly exaggerated.
Yes, they were. Yes. Especially considering I was actually in the den pen last week.
You were? Yeah, but nobody knows it was you. You could have been like a hacker or an imposter.
No, it totally said me.
So somebody could have hacked your computer and pretended to be you.
Oh, they could have been, but I was much too cranky and awful for them to not recognize me.
There's other miserable people out there. You're not the only one.
What?
Yeah, well, speaking of, the other one's on his way. Joe Curry. He'll be here soon.
How dare you?
No, I mean, you know, Joe, you're very cranky, miserable people. I am, on the other hand, or I'm a ray of delight and sunshine.
No, actually, Joe is on the upswing, and
yes.
He's been, like, surprisingly, like, chipper and happy.
I addressed that last week, though. Joe said how everything's going well and he's feeling good, and I addressed that last week, that if you're a fan of Joe, Joe's humor... A lot of Joe's humor comes from his inner rage and turmoil.
Yes.
That you must vote Hillary in 2016.
What else will he have to do?
So, I mean, we couldn't have Trump and Joe's personal life getting well, because then, let's be honest, Joe's not going to be funny, and you don't want that.
No.
So, you know, we're going to let Joe's personal life get better. But for Joe, go to the polls, vote Hillary 2016. That's what Joe would want.
He has to suffer for his art.
He does.
I know. I'm down with that.
And we all have to suffer with him.
With him, I
yes.
know. Well, you know, in the meantime, well, Joe, I'm pointing at the chair like he's here. This
same
is ridiculous.
Same contributions.
But you did... No, that's not right. You do the same thing. You point at his chair when he's not here.
It's the aura of Joe.
I know. We feel...
It's got that Joe stank on it.
Well, it's kind of like saving the chair for Elijah. We're saving the
yes.
chair for Joe.
It's the same thing. Elijah makes the same type of clatter when he comes in on Passover.
Bangity bang, clankety clank.
Bumping into things, bitching about recyclables the same way as Joe.
Elijah's not down with our recycling either.
No. Good show tonight. We do this every year. The Lake Superior State University's annual list of banned words. And as usual, we go through the words and give our take whether we feel they should or should not be banned. Explain what they are, because some of them might be obscure to you. And then we do a little creative writing with them.
Yes.
It could be a poem. It could be a song. It could be a story. But we must use all of those banned words because we're rebels. They don't want you to hear these words in 2016. But we say, fuck that noise.
We're going to cram them down your throat.
Exactly.
All
that's
at once.
We're actually going to ear rape you with banned words.
Oh, that should be a banned word.
Ear rape?
Ear rape.
No, that should be popular in 2016.
Actually, we will popularize that.
What were Bill Cosby?
Popularize that. Oh, God.
What were Bill Cosby and Bill Clinton doing? Ear raping. It's okay.
Oh, no. I don't think Clinton was going for the ear. But no. I don't know. I don't know that as a fact.
Although Cosby's kind of blind now, so he might have.
Is he blind?
Yeah, he's like, he doesn't see very well.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see the cataract, but I didn't
Yeah,
know.
And he's got like a, yeah, he tripped when they let him off to
I
the
saw
Corvette,
that.
And he's got a walking stick. So in his defense, he didn't know it was a vagina. He just slipped into it.
40 times.
Yeah, exactly.
But
he meant to give the girl Alka-Seltzer, but because he can't see, he slipped something else into the drink.
That's what it was.
Totally plausible.
Yeah,
yes.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a rapist I am.
Also, this is going to be kind of focused like a laser on Pip, but we can all weigh in. There are certain activities that men do that I was unaware women might construe as cheating. So, we'll see. Pip, since
you
Pip is our
bastard!
Resident woman. It's kind of hard because I always like when the Den Pen contributes and... they can't really contribute on that one, on the TRN part, but they could kind of write in, and you know.
Yeah, you know, you can feed me information like on that, what was that, broadcast news?
I guess. I don't
you
know.
You ever see that movie?
No.
It's for olds.
Oh, no.
But it was really great because this slightly incompetent anchor who was just a pretty face,
mm-hmm.
and the not as good looking but very competent other newsman.
You know what I could, you know what? I'm sorry, not to cut you off, but we have a show to do.
Oh, all right.
And that was going nowhere.
No. It does go someplace.
Don't have time
for
that. But I was going to solve our issue with this.
Oh, what?
What we could do is, what you could do on the computer is cut and paste them onto a Word document, and then maybe we'll, if there's really something to add to it, maybe we'll revisit it on part three of the show. If the Den Pen really is stuff that touches on it that we missed somehow.
That's a good idea.
We could kind of address it that way. Now, if you want to continue with your story, please go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that the not as good looking guy was really great, and he would just feed the next sentence of the news story to the producer, and she would say it.
I think I saw it.
To John, I think it was John Hurt.
I don't know.
And it was great.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
That's how I use the Den Pen.
Now you know. Better than being used as like a scratching post. Also, this was very interesting. We're going to talk about this. Five things that you did not think that could be hacked. That can be hacked. And they're kind of dangerous.
Really surprising things to
so,
me.
So you're going to want to pay attention to this stuff.
Yeah.
It can really endanger you.
Yeah.
And, of course, we'll check in with Ann Jackson. Last time we were able to see how she was able to achieve her hero status.
Right.
Amongst scam victims. I perused it as I was putting the show together. I can tell you that there is a certain element of our fan base that is going to want to stick around for this. They're going to like what's coming up in that portion of the show. I know what our fans like.
Oh, Lisa, our stories.
I know what our fans like and what really makes them laugh and
titter.
I said titter.
I did.
So they're going to enjoy that.
Oh, great.
So it's a fun show tonight. So, Pip, what's going on?
I am cranky as a mother.
Oh, right.
So cranky. The day program is intolerable. So I have been delivered up here in full fuming force. And everybody on the road, die. Die. Everyone who was
Joe's
just,
still on the road. I don't agree. So is my wife. What is wrong with you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Not everybody is on the road now. Everybody was on the road an hour ago on the New York Thruway.
That might have been Joe.
All of you.
It might have been Joe.
No, he wasn't on the Thruway yet.
I don't know where he was.
No, he wasn't there yet.
Might have crossed the
Thruway,
Tappan Zee.
1 hour ago. Fuck you.
I don't think that's very nice of you to say that to Joe. Joe doesn't deserve that.
No,
he was not in front of you.
No, he was not. But he was not across the Tappan Zee yet.
He might have been. I don't know.
During the time period I'm talking about. Yeah. Fuck those people.
A little unnecessary hostility
towards our
colleague.
No, totally necessary. Not at Joe. At those people.
You can backtrack it all you want. We heard it. We heard it. A little unnecessary. He doesn't need that hostility. He's on the up, my dear. don't you harsh his mellow.
I know. I'm not talking about Joe. I'm talking about the other people.
All right, everybody but Joe.
Everybody but Joe and your wife.
Well, she's not. Well, she should be here soon.
I hate those people. All of them. Okay. All of them. The guy who was wobbling in the middle lane like an animal, trying to freak out people on both sides.
Wait, was he standing?
No, and he was driving, but he was crossing the line on both sides.
That was probably a Hasidic.
It was.
Of course it was.
But why?
Why? Because the Hasidics, when it comes to driving, are the Asian of the white population.
What could possibly cause that?
Because you got to understand, the Hasidics like the shtup a lot. They have a lot of sex. They have a lot of kids. So by the time you get behind the wheel, you're very tired.
Is that what it is?
That must be it. Yeah, they're terrible drivers. Absolutely. I know, because I always drive on a thruway. If it's on a thruway, it's usually Hasidic. If it's not Hasidic, it's the Asian. Stereotypes are real. I'm here to tell you, folks.
I could not. No, there's a look to a certain type of van, and I always
dirty and dented.
Dirty and dented and like late model.
What do you mean? What's a late model?
You know, like old.
Oh, okay.
And there's like nobody buys these anymore. So you go, who still has that kind of van? And like it, I just play
the old Dodge Caravan.
Well, I like to, like those. Like I like to play a game. I just drive up and I subtly look over to see if it looks like a Hasidic guy.
Yeah, but it's not much of a hard game.
No, but like 90% of the time I called it.
Yeah, because you're doing the thruway.
I know, but
if you're driving in, if you're driving in non-Hasidic areas, it's your Asians.
No, but it's just like
women or olds.
No. There's
up here. It's a Hasidic.
I have profiled a certain kind of car.
Oh yeah.
It's Hasidim, yeah. And 90% of the time I'm right.
Yeah, yeah, you're not really seeing a Hasidic wobbling, as you say, all in and out in a Dodge Challenger.
No, but just, no, totally driving okay, but just like in the certain kind
of car.
Yeah,
they don't really wash their cars.
That I wasn't even really noticing. It was more like dented and older.
Yeah.
There's a certain like look to them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, traveling with a lot of kids kind of car, but
yes.
Like not a brand new kind of car.
Yes.
So I was just like, okay. So, Joe's girl says the look to it is the rape van. Yeah, kind of.
No, that was Joe's old car. No, that's a different thing.
No, that's a different
van. Yeah, no, the rape van.
Slidey door.
Yeah, it doesn't have windows.
Yeah, no.
That was like Joe's first car that he told us about.
Kind of. My family had one of those, but it had a couple more windows than the traditional.
I wanted
rape
one
van.
Of those.
Did you?
I never got one, but I wanted one.
I thought
it'd
be
cool.
So cool to hang
put
out
a bed in there, a fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bed and a fridge?
I might totally get one and hang out by the high school.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't put it past you.
I wouldn't put it past me either.
Back in the day, you had to play Led Zeppelin, and that would bring all the chicks. I don't know what you would play now.
I would
rap?
Play Biebs.
What?
I'd play Biebs.
Oh, I don't think so.
I'd play some Biebs.
Who the hell listens to him anyway?
The type of innocent girls that I'm trying to attract. I don't want any of that tainted 17-year-old slut girl.
Joe's girl says that Joe's car did not look like a rape van.
How does she? Oh, she would know. Well, it's not a rape van if it's consensual.
No, it's not.
But he
not.
Talks about it in his act, and he's described it before.
Yeah, it's consensual sex van for Joe. But
well, there's other Joe stories. You know, if you're curious, Joe's girl, listen to the greatest hits. It's all there.
Oh, dear God. Don't listen. Don't.
No, it's on the CD.
I know. Don't go there.
I wonder if she knows
Save
that.
Save yourself.
I wonder if she knows that story. That would be great conversation.
I'm looking at you like, no.
Don't. Well, that's on the greatest hits. It's out there. I'm not talking out of school.
No,
it's not like he told you and I in confidence. He told it on the radio. And then he edited it for the greatest hits. So, I mean, really, I'm not giving away a secret here.
No. And you know, there's a whole story about my ass. So it's, yes, she knows.
All right. Well, then, see, I'm...
She said about the leg?
Yeah, she knows.
She knows.
It's a legendary story in Long Island. Joe's nickname is actually the Long Island Leg.
It's all part of the leg, the foot. There's this.
Well, yeah, Joe's foot, and he prefers
foot,
leg.
And
yeah,
he likes leg. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Anything
now.
Below the waist.
Yeah, the foot bone's connected to the leg bone.
Joe's the less successful Bill Cosby.
The leg bone's connected to Joe's bone.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. So where I was going. By the way, Trucker Tom is calling me out for profiling. He said it's not very democratic of me. I was profiling the car.
Tom, just get it over with and call her a libtard like you like to.
Oh, I hate that word.
Libtard.
I hate that word.
So
it's just so dumb.
It is.
But
you would say that as a libtard. It's hard.
That I hate it?
Well, it's so dumb. I'm offended.
No, I don't like it because it's a part of the word retard, which I don't particularly like.
Yeah, well, it hurts.
Know? Yes, and I never liked it in school either.
No.
But the thing is that the it wasn't even a van that this guy was driving. It was kind of a sporty little car, and he's
really?
Wobbling all over the place.
A Jew in a sporty car?
Yes.
And a Hasidic Jew?
Yes.
Somebody's doing well with the welfare money. Somebody's claiming every dang kid.
A young Hasidic Jew.
A young Hasidic Jew.
Not a bad looking Hasidic Jew.
Really?
Yes. And
his curlicues were done just so?
Actually, you know, you were pointing out on TV that lady with the really nice hair?
Kimberly Garfoyle.
Yeah, his were tiny mini versions.
Mini Kimberly's on the side of his head.
Little tiny Kimberly hairs.
I would totally dry hump the side of his head.
You know what? He must be using some kind of nice conditioner.
I think that's Pantene. I think he's using Pantene Pro-V.
Totally has great product.
Speaking of tarts, hey, Joe.
Now, stop that.
We were talking about libtards.
Oh, God.
He's got a
peculiar look on his face.
Well, it's probably because of his little stocking hat on.
No, it's because he was listening on the way in. And no, terrified.
No, Joe doesn't listen to this show.
Just sit down after a long trip. Let's think this out. I sit down.
You're going to interrupt our story. She's telling a story.
When I sit down and go, speaking of tar,
I'm introducing. letting the folks know that you're here. Now go on with your story.
Isn't that me? Tell your story.
I
don't mean to say it like that. I'm a tard.
Well, isolate that. You see? He's self-aware, but he admits it. And that's why we love him.
You're a nasty man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a little horrible nasty man.
Yeah.
You knew.
But so are you two.
That's funny.
I give you that.
But we already established you two are miserable pricks, too.
Well, yeah.
I wasn't saying I wasn't.
All right. I'm not saying I'm not.
It's extended common courtesy.
I'm so miserable today. I was gunning for your crown, though. I was really.
Really?
Yes. Yes. I was just like.
Tell us about the Jews.
Oh, all right. More about the Jews. So I
want to get the story. I want to get it in. She's going to be anti-Semitic, and I want it all here on the air.
No.
I'll get my coffee.
Sure, enjoy.
No, I just was so pissed off
at the Jews.
This guy was driving. Not all as a group.
Just every Jew on the New York State Thruway.
No, everyone on the New York State Thruway was showing their ass tonight. Everybody.
Joe, were you mooning folks?
That's funny.
I said I wanted everybody on the three-way to die, and he goes, Joe's driving here.
I was sticking up for you.
Wait till I get off the exit, then catastrophe can unfurl.
I was sticking up for you. You should have
listened. Isolate that.
Really?
It just shows how despicable she is.
Welcome to the new edition of Pin the Blame.
If I have to stick up for you, it shows what a horrible cretin she is.
Yes,
but you always act like she's not. I know.
You justify yourself.
Well, I'm not going to stick up for you normally.
Yeah, look at how horrible
it's like
it
probably
is.
Probably twice I've stuck up for you. Once now, and once with Ed Kaz.
Yeah.
Those are probably the only two times. The rest of the time, you're on your own.
I told you I was miserable today.
Mm. You're miserable every day.
No, you know what? Not as miserable as I was today.
No, Happy New Year.
I was just like, there was somebody put something on Facebook today that I was just like, that's perfect. And it was just this little note to somebody like everybody, you know, go away. But the break was fine. Christmas was fine. You know, stop making small talk. And by the way, Linda, you know, I spent the last 3 weeks drinking because I had to deal with my horrible racist family. And I don't want to hear about your
Joe just calls that family.
And it was like, good day.
No, actually, I love my family.
I didn't say that. No, you wouldn't call them horrible racists. You would just call them family.
Some. Some. One in particular. But
you know you despicable of Joe has to go, you know, that's a little too racist for me.
I know, really?
Wow, yes. Yeah. Just one of my family. Just one.
I can imagine how despicable that human being is.
I'm sorry, sweetie. Just a quick sidebar to be a minute. There is things he'll write on Facebook that I don't. He doesn't tell you, but I didn't even know how to direct you to go to it and go, look at me.
I like how you want me to compare other awful in your family to you.
No, what so I want you to compare is when you say, you know, you say this, that, and the other. No. I want you to see this.
If I said you said this, that, and the other, then you said this, that, and the other. But I'm not saying you're the most racist that you know.
No, no.
I know who you know. You're not.
I'm not really. I'm not,
I know who you know.
And I'm not really racist, and neither is he. It's not. But anyway, your story.
No, actually, I was done complaining about everybody on the thruway, but there's something going on in the den pen. They are talking about the legacy. The
legacy?
The legacy?
Is that what we've renamed it?
That is what is
What is the legacy?
Here.
You should know. You were there.
It was
the legacy.
You. The legacy.
Oh, that thing? Oh, that? Oh, come on.
That thing. That's what he called it.
Come on.
They're talking about, there was speculation going on that Joe's girl was the recipient.
No,
so
I don't.
No, it was not.
Joe would not have the balls to show his face to that girl again.
No.
And
you
so,
don't leave DNA and then revisit the crime scene.
Nope.
Hey, look. I'll put it to you this way. I splashed my sauce. I had to get to work. I still am in contention. Hey, what are you going to do?
You and Cosby. What you gonna do? She's laying there. Who am I to say no?
He said, I like the
name The Legacy.
If
we could redo the greatest hit CD.
It's actually a 5.
I would call it The Legacy.
I would call it The Legacy because we call it Joe Marx's Territory. If I could redo it, I would call whoever came up with that, very good.
Lisa.
Very good, Lisa.
Yes, it was very nice.
The Legacy. Great. There's not a lot that goes on in this show that I find generally funny.
You wrote it.
I don't know what you fuckers are laughing at, but that was funny.
That was really legacy. Funny. Yeah, so they were having a little bit of back and forth about whether or not she was the recipient. And she
I never thought.
Joe's girl is here defending herself against the monsters.
It was not.
I never thought for one minute she was.
No,
it was not her.
No. And she.
Although I like how evil Lisa's mind is.
I know, that was so great. Well, Trucker Tom said, wait, it couldn't have been JG. Joe said he gave the Zombo to a sea monster.
Yeah, what it, who it actually was, I don't know the girl's name, but what it was is that.
Makes it worse.
Anthony's,
I don't know her name.
Anthony's sister, Dawn. Anthony Kimmy's sister, Dawn.
We live the whole story.
We're not really living the whole story. I'm setting the score straight here. Give me a second. She got married. She had a coworker that worked. She worked in retail. She had a coworker that worked down in Virginia that was visiting. She was at the wedding. Her and I were drinking. We got drunk. I wound up taking her to her hotel. We horsed around. I had to leave to go to work. She wasn't up.
A fat horse.
But you were.
I left a token of my appreciation and went and ran four fence crews. What do you want out of me? I was 27.
It's not a gratuity, stupid.
Token of your appreciation.
You're not scratching. Should I leave 15 or 20%? Hey, it doesn't work that way.
And Lisa's like, hey, and in this story, I'm the evil one.
No. It's a different. No, you're the creative evil one.
Yes.
Joe's still evil, but not creative.
Tom says, then Joe co-worked her.
I
don't know. Co-worked her.
I'll tell you what, Trucker Time. You know Lisa tonight.
Yeah, step it up, Chief.
Lisa brought the A game after her hiatus from a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we missed you. We're glad you're back.
It's like Lisa went on vacation. She's like, fuck it, I better write. She's like me on vacation.
Yeah, it's like you come back to the show. You know, because when you're doing the show, if we're off, you're off, you're doing things, you're hanging out, maybe you'll do another show, but you better be thinking about this show when you get back.
Listen, I'm going to come back to the pen, I'm going to have some shit to say.
Shit to say, ideas, whatever you need, you know?
If I go away...
She sent us writing assignments.
If I would go away on vacation, I'm like, okay, that would be good for chit-chat. It's like, I can't live my life normally
anymore. You can't, no. You're on vacation, you know nothing was said, but you need to bring a couple of things to the show, the next show, you know?
I actually do things now in my life. Just for the sole purpose that I'll have something to talk about on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, well, I'm not going to like this at all. But the fact that I won't like this at all will make a wonderful story.
Well, I don't go out of my way to do it, but I'll think about something. That's next week's blog. This is segment two. I'll bring this
you
up.
You really do have to step it up. You really don't bring the stories that Pip does. Pip always puts her ass on the line, so to speak.
I know.
There is always stories with Pip, and she has a way of saying them where it's always very revealing. I really enjoy them. Yeah. You really need to do that more. Either Joanne has to get crazier again.
Don't worry, she's on it.
All right. Or you need to pay more attention. Or other you
need
or,
to pay more
or
attention.
Joe's girl has to stop making you happy in your personal life. I don't know what it is, but you're being put on notice.
I think Joe's. You know what I think it is? I think Joe's girl has made me a happier person.
I don't like that at all.
I have been the happiest.
Leave the den pen.
I have been the happiest I've been in four years.
Look at fucking Joe trying to work the pimp hand on the cyber. You make me so happy, sweetie.
Horseshit. I tell her all the time. She makes me the happiest I've been in 4 years, and I enjoy everything.
Wait a minute. We don't make you happy?
Yeah. Great, now I'm the prick.
She has brought me
happiness.
We don't bring you happiness?
You bring me happiness. The show brings me happiness, but she brings me happiness of just being, I mean.
Does she complete you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys still have a couple of technicalities you might want to work at, but whatever. Whatevs.
Step one is being dealt with.
Yeah, I can't wait to see when step two is dealt with. then we have something to talk about. Then maybe we'll see her. Maybe she will cease being Joe's girl and actually have a name.
No.
Stay tuned, 2018.
No, she will remain nameless.
she will be renamed Non-Legacy.
She wasn't the leg girl.
I know that's why I said
that.
She's non-legacy.
Thank you.
They know that. No,
they know. You would never come on her.
You would never call her a sea monster. That's how it was decided.
Not on the air.
No.
Never at all. No.
Never
no,
at
no,
all.
No.
Wait till she pisses you off.
No.
Speaking of which.
Yeah. Speaking of sea monsters.
No. you'll see what segue I was going for.
Eventually.
You see, and I'm the prick.
I thought I was. No, I
you
had,
are.
I had an embarrassing moment that I
Yeah, 3 hours worth every week, every Tuesday.
Wow! What a shot!
Damn!
What a shot! Oh.
I meant all of us.
No, don't back
me. No, don't put words in my mouth. I meant all of us.
You said it, you asshole.
I said at 3 hours worth, like we all do, every 3 hours.
I'm not embarrassed at all by this. I think it was a shot at Pip.
Yeah. What do we need, a group hug at the fucking
don't
break?
Don't touch me. I don't know who you've been, who you've come on.
My leg is moist.
Joe, is that why you were late?
No, it has nothing to do with him.
Is that a pre-moistened leg?
Yeah, really, I would.
It could be.
Anywho.
I have, when I was a little kid, I was a bedwetter. And I did it until.
But let me just stop this right here. You gotta love the honesty of Pip Helix.
Oh yeah.
You just. Most people don't talk about this, but you. That's why you're here.
Hey,
I love it. Why can't you talk about when you wet the bed?
I didn't wet the bed, but I told the story when I shipped my diapers when I was in a store behind the curtain department.
All right, you finish your story. We'll get there.
You go first. And then number two.
Exactly.
Wow.
What a highbrow show this is. Bodily fluids on Davinson.
Yeah. Yeah, really. It's
wait till
you
get this till we start the Coffee Talk segment. Welcome to Coffee Talk, where we talk nothing but nice things.
Yes, and so I will talk about pee.
Thank you for joining us at Coffee Talk Radio. Now we're back to
Coffee
the
Talk. We're filling in.
But
they ain't coming back.
I don't know who Phil is.
It's just about me signing a contract. That's what it is. We're filling in until I say, yeah, I want
to
be here.
Hello to him. I just made a thing, and meanwhile he's got a guy. He plays me like 5% of the leg expert. Oh, don't go into detail. And still gives us a dissertation.
Well, no, because people are listening to us for the first time.
I was just making a little mini bit thing.
Would you let her wet her bed?
All right.
Trucker Top just said, Pip saying she had an embarrassing moment is like me saying I went on a political rant today. Everybody knew it was coming anyway. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So I tend to agree with you, Tom. So when I was a little kid, I used to wet the bed until I was about like 6 years old or so, which
right.
is kind of late to be doing that. But
yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Some kids are like, you know, I mean, 3 or 4. OK, that's still kind of late. But I was like,
it's hard to find Strawberry Shortcake rubber sheets, but you can find them if you look.
I suppose. But, you know,
what,
it's
you
like,
got a guy.
Maybe
I got a guy. These Strawberry Shortcake sheets fell off the back of a truck. It's like,
smells
this
like
is
lemon
what,
meringue.
Yes, yeah,
not after that. Oh. Just I was about to throw, and then I just caught up. Ah, went done.
Thanks
sure?
for backpedaling on your slam of me. I appreciate it. Go on.
So my dad got in the habit of waking me up in the middle of the night to make me go to the bathroom.
I like
so
the
that
fact that your poor dad has to be on pee patrol with you.
Dad had to do everything.
Oh, really?
Dad was a saint.
Yes.
He was a saint. Thank you. He was. So, I, you know, he would wake me up, send me off to the bathroom. He'd go and sit.
Get up, stupid.
Yeah, no. He'd wake me up. He'd go and sit and have a cigarette in the living room in the dark. And I'd be done with what I was doing. I'd stick my head into the living room, and I'd see the little ash hanging about face high in the chair. And I'd go, good night, Daddy, and go back to bed. And everything was okay most of the time. But every once in a while, something would still happen until, you know, I weaned off of that. And I was
weaned.
Able to
weaned.
I was able to wake myself
up. Yeah, you know not to look here.
But as an adult.
I know you were making sure not to look at me after that one.
Yeah,
that's
like,
it's so inside, so subtle, and so fucking funny.
God, the corner of my eye. Is he going to slam
don't
me
you
down?
Even move. Don't you even move, you moron.
Don't.
God, that's
don't even
funny.
Shift
Joe had
your
my
eye.
Inner monologue and the out.
God, that don't even move.
Don't even move.
Holy smoke. So you were saying.
Yeah, Joe wants to get to his shitting story.
No, I don't.
So as an adult, I have a reoccurring dream that I'm someplace, and a lot of the times it's in a mall, and I spend the whole dream looking for a bathroom. And I'm looking and looking. And
that means you have to go to the bathroom when
yeah,
you dream like that.
Yeah, I dream that.
I used to have dreams like that, and I went to the bathroom.
Oh, well, I dream and I dream, and it'll get to the point where maybe I'll actually find a bathroom, but I can't close the bathroom stall, or I can't pull down my pants to be able to go. And I'm like so frustrated, like, oh, I wish I could just go. And then I'll get frustrated enough that I'll wake up and go, oh, I really do have to pee, and I'll go to the bathroom.
It's like you have the writers in your head that are writing the dreams. All right, have a alligator ride a unicycle chaser. Yeah, hello, yeah, hi, dream department. Yeah, who's this? Bladder? Oh, you gotta take a leak, huh? All right, I'll talk to the boys. All right, write a piss into this. Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. And you know, now you have that bizarre
now
image.
I'm looking at you.
But if only I could
creative.
Say, if only I could say to myself, I'm in the mall looking for a bathroom instead of shopping. Oh, I must have to pick.
Right,
but,
right, right.
You know, but
that's what you do. Eventually you get to the point, you wake up.
Eventually I get to the point and wake up.
Or not,
well,
in your case.
Or
did you recently wet the bed?
Not.
Wow, you're telling us this. You
yes.
are like the you know what? Fuck yes. Caitlyn Jenner. You are a brave woman. You deserve an ESPY. Fuck.
No,
I'm going on record now. Fuck the military. Fuck Caitlyn Jenner. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a brave woman, this Pippi.
She opened up and peed herself.
It was horrible.
Who would share that?
I'd like but it horrible. What do you think was a good time?
Now and now
you
bet
into a slip and slide.
And now you know I'm gonna because I title each segment of the show for the people to listen on the download. Well, this is I think we know what the story we're leading with.
Your birthday's not for a while, but you got a present.
Oh my. I actually dreamed this time I was able to pull down my pants and sit on the potty, which I never get to in the dream.
Too bad you were in your bed when this happened.
Can you imagine? Poor
yes.
Mr. Helix and the cats.
I'm going to write a song about you called You're in My Dreams.
Now I have to back up and say.
I'm staring straight.
I'll tell you what, you're very hit and miss tonight.
Yeah. I'm going on average.
Your average is below a subpar this evening. You had a couple home runs.
We just got started.
This is usually when you're at your best. That's what concerns me.
Because you'll be getting tired.
Now, we have a whole bunch of cats, as everybody knows. And sometimes...
That's one way to get them to stop sleeping in the bed with you.
No, we like them sleeping in the bed with us. It's just unfortunate when they do something like yak on the covers, you know?
Why, they give you a run for your money?
It's a shame, because the next thing you say is going to suck. But that was
put
funny.
Pressure on me.
That was funny. Why does the next thing you're going to say have to be so
don't
bad?
Don't jinx me, you dumbbell.
But you've been hit or miss tonight. I want you to think before you speak.
You are a, you know, for some guy that says you're a coach, you are a shit coach.
You're a shit player. Wait,
I'm
we haven't gotten there. I'm not getting fired for you.
Wait a minute, we haven't gotten to that story yet. So now, everyone, so with the cats, you know, all of a sudden we'll like yak someplace. Like,
wait, is this still you peed in the bed story?
It is.
You're disgusting.
It is. No, every once in a while, we'll both be lying in bed and we'll hear hick, 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 hick. And we know that one of the cats.
Is there a redneck around? What are you looking
for?
You know, I was going to run for that, then I'm like, I hope it's funny or I'll never hear the end of it. Because
there was no
you jinxed my you're curtailing my creativity.
Yeah, I changed.
Yeah, it's what open mics do.
I changed my racism. Now I'm talking about hicks. But so we're used to, like, if you lie in bed and you wake up and you hear something, it's usually because some of the one of the cats.
If you hear say if you hear something, say something.
Yeah, it's like, oh no, is somebody yakking? What's going on? So now, of course, now I have the dream that I always have, except this time I'm able to complete the action of pulling down my pants.
As a girl,
the potty.
Mr. Helix thinks it's his birthday. He looks over,
and I wake up realizing that I have started to actually pee. Well, and I'm still in bed.
You caught yourself mid pee.
Yes, I did. I went, oh my god!
Yeah, like when that happens, you like utterly say out loud, "Really?" to yourself.
I did. I did.
Did really? I'm a bedwetter at this
really,
age.
Really?
I'm like,
so
really? Now, this hasn't happened since I was like 6 years old.
You don't usually
old.
Get a lot of mid-sleep reallys.
So
I feel bad for Mr. Helix because he said till death do us part. He did not figure this was going to be part of the equation. At least not for another 15 years.
The minister left a couple of things out.
That part wasn't part of the vows. Wait, flipping through the book. Wait a minute now. What psalm is that? But so now I can't completely stop. So
you left the trail?
I jumped out of bed.
She's not Hansel and Gretel.
And
who would follow that trail?
I'm standing over my slippers and those slippers really gotta go.
Oh my god.
Yes. So I make my way to the bathroom and everything.
And
has
you know
to
even
go.
The cats are thinking next time, don't give a shit.
I don't want to hear it.
I'll puke where I want. I'll pee where I want. I'll poop where. Enough. You're supposed to set an example. You're the head cat.
Yeah.
So now somehow Mr. Helix is sleeping through all this.
Well,
not anymore.
I come back to the room.
He didn't think he was going
to
be awoken by a golden shower.
I come back to the room and I've got paper towels and I'm like patting down the slippers and right around them. I'm
See,
like,
this would have been great for
this. Unbelievable.
This would have been great for the syndicated portion of the show, but well, you don't want to cut it short.
No,
you
can't do that. But then, and then I had to pull the sheet off
while he's sleeping.
Well, I'm doing it quietly.
But he's still in the bed.
No, no, no. We have a king, which is really two twins pushed together.
Oh, that worked out well for your little issue.
It sure did.
Oh, yeah. So you could.
I'm pulling the sheet off.
You should try canned goods. That's a good way of separating how you sleep.
I'm pulling the sheet off, and now Mr. Helix wakes up, and he goes.
I hope you're blaming this on the cat.
He goes, would you pee in the bed?
No! No!
He says it as a joke.
Because he doesn't think his wife is.
He doesn't think so.
Oh, he's looking
this
at
This is a girl that, when she started comedy, bragged about her Kegel exercises.
Yes!
Which are exercises to strengthen the vagina so
yes!
that when you don't pee a little.
Yes! And except if you're dreaming you're on the toilet.
You know, this might want to be a New Year's resolution to work on those.
Again? Well, yeah. More.
Well, in the dream, double she's... Up. Well, the thing, if you might lock tight in a crab's ass, but you gotta, you're in a dream where you're peeing. You got to remember to wake up.
Yeah, you do. And I didn't remember this one time. I couldn't believe it.
This is a portent of things to come.
He says to me, what, you pee the bed? Like thinking, oh, ha, ha. And
immediately blame it on
the
cats.
Go,
that's the move.
And I said, yeah. And oh. he goes, oh, how funny, she's playing along.
Well, if he's listening now, he knows.
No, he knows. I totally owned up. I said, no, I did.
You've never
like,
been as more unappealing than you are now.
And he said, come to me, darling. No, he didn't. He goes, what? And I'm like, I know! But Mr. Helix is the most wonderful man because then...
Or he needs other options.
Because he's sleeping in a urinal.
He reminded me...
Does he call you his little urinal cake?
Be my little urinal cake.
Yes.
That is disgusting, but incredibly brave of you to share with us your weak bladder.
But I don't.
But you did.
I know! I
She's
mortified.
Mortified. She's tougher than Special Forces.
Would they admit it?
No. Special Forces, they're all tough. They're not admitting when they pee themselves a little bit.
They would throw that sheet out.
Yeah. Not Pip, though.
I was mortified.
You're
I
very
haven't
honest.
Done this since I was 6 years old.
Oh, wow. Thank you for contributing to the show. See,
you're welcome.
I'm going to say, and I hate to say this, Pip Joe will do more for this show than we will. You know, it's hard for me to yell at her for not getting shit done.
But she's getting urine done.
Exactly. She's up to her eyes in piss.
No, I think I'm just so stressed out. I actually did not stop and like have the like stall door not close, or I couldn't get my pants out. This time it said, you know what, go for it. Who gives a fuck anymore? That, yeah, great.
Yeah, I'm going to have to throw out that chair later. That's a shame.
Should have dropped the deuce and put it under...
Speaking of deuces, you had a story.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was when I was 3 years old. When I was 3 years old, I would be at the...
See the difference?
Yeah. I'd be at the department store, and I'd have to go to the bathroom. Now, I'm 3 years old, I'm wearing diapers. But I wanted privacy, so what I would do is I would go into the curtain department, go behind a curtain and shit myself.
He was a very modest shitter.
He wanted privacy.
And then when the pee stripes would run down the sides of my pants, it used to look like the little stripes soldiers had, so it would march. Yeah.
Wait, pee stripes?
Yeah. When you used to pee yourself, you'd have like a little stripes that would go down the side of your pants, and it looked like the little striping on a soldier's pants. So then I would pretend I was a soldier.
That's not
and
how
march.
They make them.
Huh? But wait,
that's not how they make them.
Because they were loose on the sides of the legs? Is that why that would happen?
Yeah, just like my G.I. Joe's had them, the little stripe down there. And I would, when I pee myself, I'd feel like I was in my my little G.I. Joe thing, so I would march.
And that's how your mother knew there was a situation. You were marching to her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was 3.
There's the difference between you and Pip.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a couple decades. Oh, my God.
You know, anything.
He's got to moderate this.
No, I mean, I can't. I don't have stories like that.
You don't have a good pee or poop story.
I don't.
Really?
Really?
Your exemplary in your defecation stories?
See, that's a word that has to go. Whatever that word was, that's got
to
go.
It has to at least has to leave Joe.
I,
I like how Joe still couldn't pronounce it, but he played it off like he could. like I'll just go, I'll get so flushed, I'm like, ah, fuck it, and I'll use a different word, like Porky Pig. Not Joe. He went and tried to keep on selling it.
Yep, you sell it and add a syllable. It'll work.
Yep, and add a syllable.
Well, no, Pip pulled you out. I was going to let it slide.
Almost worked.
Sorry.
You guys are really going at each other tonight. I like it. It's a fine addition.
No, we're not going at it.
Watch what you say. She'll pee on you.
Let me sit on your lap.
She has a bladder and she's not afraid to use it.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Don't make her laugh.
Trying to make everybody laugh.
Yeah, but hard, yeah. I'm going to have to clean this off. I got to take a break and get a tarp.
I clean up after myself.
Here's a girl.
Yeah, there you go. I couldn't believe I had to march back into the bedroom with, like, paper towels. He's like,
it happens to everybody. You're a hero.
Yeah. No, it doesn't happen to everybody.
You're a pee hero.
Oh, yes.
You're an inspiration.
Yes. I am the queen of urinary incontinence.
All hail her.
Just don't be below her.
Yeah, really. Don't take the bottom.
She's
bunk.
A wee lass.
You're like SeaWorld. There has to be a splash zone around you.
Apparently there was that night. Damn. It was not pretty.
Well, my story is going to pale in comparison to the genius that Pip has brought to us once again. And it's no legacy story either, or shit soldier.
oh, great. Tom says, all hail the piss queen. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's get Dave Harris on the horn. He might be able to make a video with you.
I don't know. Is it better or worse than the Game Maker?
Oh, I forgot about the Game Maker.
Oh.
And you are the Game Maker.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So I'll do a little update on the rabbi story.
Oh.
I told Joe a little bit of this after the show last week, but there's been further development.
Oh,
I'll quickly summarize.
I'm rubbing my hands together. I love this.
Don't get too excited. I can't. I don't want to clean up.
No.
Pace yourself.
Funny. Yeah.
I have to monitor you now. Besides monitoring the show, making sure we're on the air, I have to monitor your damn vagina.
No, just my bladder. My vagina's fine.
It comes out of there. You know, the vagina, I mean, the bladder, I can't see. Well, the vagina right now, I can't see either.
Hold on.
Although that might have to be a new rule so that I can monitor these things.
It actually doesn't come out of the vagina.
It doesn't?
No. There's a hole right above it.
I've never seen that hole.
It's really tiny.
But isn't it in the vagina?
No.
I thought it lived there.
No.
It's like Yoda in Dagobah.
No, it's close by.
Right.
It's a neighbor.
It's a neighbor.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's right above it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a little tiny hole. You wouldn't see it.
Right.
Just letting you know.
Thanks.
No problem.
We've all learned something tonight.
Very clinical show.
Lisa says Princess P. And Trucker Tom came up
Princess
with
Pia.
The Duchess of Tinkle. I like that.
That sounds very
the
regal.
The Duchess of Tinkle.
It does,
yes, the Duchess of Tinkle. You,
considering the
you're now the Duchess of Tinkle.
The Duchess of Tinkle.
I like the twat of Tinkle. But anyway, I'm crude.
I like the Duchess of Tinkle.
So we get a. I'll catch everybody. Oh, I have to set the story for those who have never heard this before. All right, so my kid goes to a Hebrew school.
Since they're Catholic. Go ahead.
I'm staring straight ahead.
You didn't come up with it. You could look at me.
I don't even want to be.
He doesn't want to be involved.
Look at Joe. He needs a rape kit after that one.
I just said, like the scared child.
Yeah, Joe feels like violated for having heard it. Look what you've done to Joe.
I didn't want to even indicate I moved an inch to her direction on that. Oh, really? You're siding with her? Anyway.
Like she knew she got nothing, so she gave that like embarrassing chuckle.
I know if
Joe's not bailing your ass out, it's a stinker. But anyway. So a couple years ago, did the comedy show for him, went really great. You know, it was a very successful night. They were thrilled with it. Calls me up last year. We agreed that I should not go back and do it again because I was there a year before. Wants another comedy show, wants something with a twist. I find him an African, he wants a Jewish comic. I find him an African-American Jewish comic. This guy's great, tons of credits, 30-year vet, bunch of TV stuff, cruise ships, all the good stuff. I got the guy, doesn't want him, long story short, because he doesn't think a black guy can relate, but I'm not racist, but I'm like, but he's Jewish, whatever, long story short, ends with a whole big thing, I kind of cut them off, kind of like, the kid still goes there, I really don't deal with them much, we said our piece,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be cordial.
Yeah.
That's pretty much where we left it.
Yeah.
So, wife gets a call last week from the rabbi, wants to do another comedy show.
No.
Yeah, I'm making this up.
No, I'm just no.
And we're gonna go to our first break.
Yeah. No, more.
I want her to be, Joe, I'm torn. I want her to be enthusiastic, but I'm worried.
Joe's
scared.
Second Mike.
Joe doesn't like when mommy and daddy fight.
Second Mike. I will do my job.
Well, that'll be a first. I look forward to that contribution.
He's in a closet with his teddy bear and his toy soldiers. He's rocking.
There's been rumors about Joe in a closet, but I'll digress. Anyway.
No, never. No, actually, no. I did not get to him, so he's fine.
It's time. So my wife's taking this call, and she's pretty much like, "Well, I don't think he really cares. You know what you do. You can hire. I don't think he really cares." So I tell the wife, I go, "You know, text him back. Oh, if he wants to talk to me, he can talk to me.
Right.
You don't have to be the go-between." Because I felt bad for my wife.
Right.
So he calls me back.
He called you to do a show, or he just called to say he was doing a show?
He wanted to know if I would be hurt. His word. Hurt. If I would be hurt if they did another comedy show.
Without using you to do the booking?
Well, just in general.
Okay.
Just in general, because he doesn't want to cause a problem for me. You know.
Anymore.
Right. So I tell the wife. I go, you know what, text him back. You know, there's no reason for you to be go-between. You can tell him, listen, he can talk to me. I'm not angry anymore. I'm over it. That's kind of what I do. We talked about grudges before.
Yeah.
You know, I might never really be thrilled with the situation, but I'm not going to let it rule my life.
Uh-huh.
I just remove myself from the situation.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to fester anger towards
it. This time I would have burned down his shed, but go ahead.
Really? Interesting.
And she would have peed it out, so...
Funny. That's why I started the fire in the first place.
Not so funny. I'm just keeping score. Apparently that's my role on this show now, judging everybody's attempts at humor since I'm not going to be funny myself. I have a new role. Be funny and I shall judge.
You know what? Isolate that.
That would be a shitty show. Joe, I think you could do better.
Yeah.
Pip, I knew it was a good effort from you.
It's like doing a show with Staller. Very inside. Hope you got the laugh. Yeah.
So he calls me up a few days later, and he explains, you know, I don't want you to be upset. I don't care. Do it. You know, I'm not angry. I go, you do what you want to do. So he's like, well, we were going to have the same guy who did it last year, who you know who it is, Joe. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, that's fine. I'll just have to deal with his ego. But that's fine. And he goes, listen, as we discussed, I don't think it's great to have the same comic back to back. I go, yeah, I don't think that's the wise thing to do either. But, you know, but he's like the owner of the house where they're doing the show thought he was okay and said, why not bring him back? So I
think he's good. He's okay.
Yeah.
He's okay.
Yeah. Well,
he's okay. He'll do.
I don't know the conversation. That's how it was conveyed to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, the rabbi's telling me how much better I was than the other one. But really, who knows? Who knows what truth is at this point?
Yeah, really with this guy. Ass, yeah. But
I go, listen, you could do whatever you want. He's like, well, you know, if you want to, you're more than welcome to come. I'm like, I go, that ship has sailed.
Good for you.
I shan't be attending any more events.
Yeah. No.
And I really have not. I mean, the wife has even stepped. I used to drive my daughter to Hebrew school. But she's like, no, I won't even put you in that situation. But I would.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've seen him, and I'm cordial. I'm not going to be a dick about it.
Yeah.
I'm not thrilled she's going there. So, I'm talking to the agency that hired this comic. An agency who I'm friends with. You know this, Joe.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They hired this comic and everything. And we talked, and that's how I got a lot of the information,
right,
as you'll recall, because I had the conversations with this agency and learned how they tried to say I did it for less. And and that was another real issue, besides the racism, that, you know, he's Jewing down my number.
What?
So I call that on Saturday we get an email because my wife's on their email list for the Chabad.
Right. What's that word?
Chabad.
What does that mean?
It means where Jews screw other people. No.
that sounds hot.
It's just an organization where they try to, you know, bring Jews together.
Okay.
They're like usually run by Hasidic, but they're not like really strict and everything. So it's like an outreach program.
Oh, okay.
Like find your Jew in you. You know, that type of thing. I don't know if that's their slogan, but
should be.
It was just a new word for me. So
sure. Yeah. Anyway, Chabad. Yeah, I've done all sorts of Chabad houses, done comedy shows.
Chabad.
So the show's in a couple of weeks,
right?
And which is not really a lot of time to promote it, but not my problem.
Yeah.
And I know this comic really needs the money.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, whatever. So I tell me. So this is why I talked with Joe. Like my wife was, I think my wife was like somewhat like surprised. I was like, just do the show first. Before I get into, do you think I should have said no, don't do a show, or no, don't hire this guy again, or just do what I did and go do what you want?
I would have said do what you want.
I would have said the same thing.
Okay, I look the bigger person that way.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. And really, it's interesting that he came back to you about it at all. I mean. I think he's, you know, I mean, and he would be right to assume that you were still sore about it. It's interesting to me that you're not at all. You're like, whatever.
Well, he said, you know, listen, I learned you don't do business with friends and family.
Right.
This, whatever.
Well,
I'm not thrilled, but I'm not.
But here's the deal. You've had the upper hand on morality on that, on the issue. If you said, no, I really wouldn't be thrilled about it, you would just totally have dropped it. So you're still taking the high road on everything.
You know, if I knew there was a God in an afterlife, having the high ground would really feel good, but I don't.
Well, but the thing is that he's saying, oh, I learned the lesson is don't do business with family and friends. No. Don't be.
Well, he said from this and other things, too, he said.
Oh, okay, yeah. The real lesson is
don't be a shyster.
Yeah, don't be a shyster and try to cheap down the act. And the other thing is, don't be a racist and then backpedal about it when you're caught.
Yeah, he still doesn't think he's a racist. He would have shown me something this year if he said, listen, I want to do a comedy show again, and I want the guy who you were going to, who you wanted to use last year. That
would have been.
That would have shown me something. I would have taken a step back. All right, you know what? I can forget. And I would have booked that show.
Yes.
Attempted to.
Yes.
I would have done that. Go, you know what? I can live with that. What you look pondering, Joe.
No, not really pondering. That would have been the right thing to do. But it's what I'm pondering. Is a man of the cloth doing the right thing? Weird.
Yeah.
That's what I'm pondering. Yeah.
But that would be
the right thing to do.
Yes.
And it's just sitting there expecting a man of the cloth to do the right thing.
Yeah, but I think we've established on this show, at least I'll speak for myself, I don't generally expect people of any cloth to do the right thing.
I understand, right. But you know, I
won't speak for you guys.
But
on
it
that,
stinks
but.
Though because you're not talking about a guy that's doing another restaurant show, or a guy that's doing another club, or a guy that's doing another local gig. You know, you're talking about a man of the cloth,
right?
You know, you're not expecting another guy to, you know, another comic or a booker to do the right thing. You know, we do what we do. But a man of the cloth, you should expect, and for him to do that, Davin, and it just shows that he wasn't even conscious. Of what he did.
Yeah. Or he's denying it, hasn't learned his lesson. That was the move. That would have made me possibly give another chance.
Yeah.
If he goes, hey, we're going to do it again, and you know what, as a show of good faith, if we could get that guy, would you hire him for me?
That would have been really big, and that would have helped mend fences a lot.
But it's not my job to suggest it.
No.
Which I did not.
No.
No.
No, because he's a man of the cloth.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's bad enough you have to tell gate agents what city we're going to.
You know what's really sick?
Yeah.
You know what's really sick? We've already established I'm really a prick. I mean, I think that goes without saying.
Well, of course.
Welcome to the no shit portion of the show.
you're not reliving 3 years old, are you?
four.
But yeah, it's common knowledge I'm a prick. Yet we're still holding me above men of the cloth. Wow.
Yeah.
Wrap your minds around that. So anyway, so we get the email about the show, and the wife just like, you know, get a load of this, like whatever. So I'm talking to the I call the agent about something else, who hired him last year, who I'm friends with, who essentially stole the room but didn't really steal the room from me.
Yeah.
No, he did not. There was the circumstances.
If
of the
I
deal.
Was this guy, I would say it was stolen.
Of course.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't stolen.
It was a
circumstance of what happened. He didn't.
So
do it.
So I'm talking to him. I go, hey, congratulations on getting the comic back the gig for next year. He's like, what? I go, yeah. Comic X is doing the show in a couple weeks. Congratulations for getting that again. Like, this is news to me.
No. No.
So Comic X and Rabbi went around the agency, and the agency told me that in the contract, like I have in my contract, mine says for 2 years. His says, I guess, until perpetuity. I don't know. You can't bring in the axe that he's brought in.
Wow.
Which smart contracts have.
Yeah. Yes.
That's how an agency can protect. So, but they did. So, I mean, theoretically, the agents could sue the rabbi. So I tell him this. I go, all right. Well, don't get me involved because he's upset.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, don't get me involved with
you
this.
You saw a flyer or something, please.
Yeah, because I'm the one that said give the gig to the comic. I don't
he
know.
He didn't say, but undercut the agent.
Right. So then he called. So the agent calls the rabbi and goes, or emails the rabbi. I don't know which it was. It goes, well, I hope this was worth it because now because this comic has cost himself a lot more than this gig was worth. I hope it was worth the collateral damage.
Wow.
So the rabbis learned nothing.
No.
Still shady.
Yep.
The other comic was still. Listen, I get why comics do that.
Yeah, but
I get it.
Not smart.
Not smart when you know I know and my kid goes there.
Yeah, and not when, right. And you're not smart when you need money and this is a source of income to go through
an
agent.
It's not worth it for the $100 whatever
but
it is.
Yeah, the thing about it is when and a lot of times you know you're at gigs and you know you're funny. I'm booking this thing. I go, yeah, that's so and so. You can talk to him. Can I deal with you? No. I work for them because that night you work for them.
Right.
You're a free agent. You know, You're a
now,
contractor.
Listen, this agency. I work for them a lot. They've done.
Believe me, they're calling the kettle black.
They've like the local news did a feature on them, and that really had to change him around, like because they got to call it one of those shame on you things.
Who
on
they?
This agency?
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah,
but as he pointed out, because I said, I go, people got to stop doing shady things.
Yeah,
that's what I said. And he goes, well, you know what? You know it's a bad situation when I'm not the shady one.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But, Davin, you're not shady.
No, meaning him.
Oh, yeah.
No, well, I mean, and that's what's it like if the rabbi, because I might have to deal with this for the rabbi or the comic, but here's the ultimate thing. Go, listen, it's not my responsibility for you guys to stop acting like schmucks.
Right.
It's not my fault that you guys don't read a contract or that you go around an agency. I should be able to congratulate somebody on re-getting the gig
because
I'm on the mailing list.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. You guys are being scumbags.
Yeah, it's not like I stepped in it. Yeah. It's like, no, bad on you.
Yeah, and the rabbi knows where he got the gig from. And the comic knows you're supposed to kick it back to the agency. At the very least, you say, I got the gig back, I'll send you 15 or 20%.
Yeah.
At the very least.
Yes. If you want to work with them ever again, and you don't want it, the opportunity of getting sued, or having...
He's not going to sue him for this.
No, but other people are going to talk
about
it.
But even so, the comic...
And this comic has burned a lot of bridges. You would agree.
Yeah, I know. And also, you know, if he gets called on and he goes, well, I'll kick you back to 15-20%, and
late.
He sends them, it's too late. You know, now you've just proven that you're very dishonest, and who knows what you're going to pull next.
I can't send you places because I can't trust you. And I know for a fact, not for a fact, I'm 95% sure, that this comic has done this before to the agency, but it wasn't my business.
Oh.
But comics do that.
But what people don't realize in this business, and I learned it when I was working at Calgary, years ago, is that you're in a green room, Calgary, you're 3,000 miles away from home, and you're in a green room talking about the stuff, the same people, the same shit that you talk about when you're in a green room in your own home club. So it's a very small community.
Except you were headlining, so they didn't care if you screwed up the announcements.
Funny.
The same used to be true with community theater in this area, that you would see people, you'd be in a play with them or something, and then you would see them at a completely different group and in another show, and you'd all know who the and I almost made a pun. I don't mean it in terms of theater, but you all know who the bad actors are,
mm-hmm.
who is going to be irresponsible, who's going to be somebody who's going to like try to like dick other people over. The word gets around.
Well, in comedy, pretty much everybody does.
Well, I'll tell you, even in other parts of arts, when I was doing the comedy shows, we would do they would have poetry before the comedians.
Oh, dear.
And the poet, you know, you think a poet, they're mellow. What a bunch of pricks. So,
that Maya Angelou.
But to them, their group and to us, it would be like, hey, very good job. We enjoyed it. You want to stay for the comedy show? No, thank you. You know, but they were just as nasty to each other.
Really?
And this is.
I would like nastiness in rhyme. We need to raise
but
our
you,
game.
But you would
it's
think,
such a shame.
But you would think, like every group of artists, you would
that
think
was really
poets,
lame.
Really, you know. And they're very group. They're very vindictive too. You know.
I don't know.
I'll cut a bitch over iambic pentameter.
Yeah. the music circles too. The music. You know. The
people
music
suck.
Game. I mean,
people
you,
suck.
Yeah. And, don't eat anybody's plums. One of those bastards will write a poem about it. It's a famous poem.
and you thought that would fly here?
Yeah, unfortunately, sorry.
You clearly don't know who you work with and who you're supposed to be entertaining.
That's true. Anybody,
know your audience, dear.
Anybody in the pen know what I'm talking about?
Anybody? Bueller?
I know.
Somebody will Google it to make you feel good because they like you.
Plums. I know. They'll go, yeah, sure, I know.
Trucker Tom won't humor you, but somebody else might.
Lisa's on it now.
Yeah, probably.
There's a girl.
But, I don't know a lot of poets. I know one vaguely, and she seems like really, really fucking full of herself.
Just have an attitude.
And I'm just like, I find
our show is now turned
into
slam poetry.
Yeah, I know.
It's just
no,
the way
slam poets.
Yeah. And sometimes if you ever do like a coffee shop, sometimes you won't do it where it's comedy night. It'll be you, three guitar players, and two poets.
Yeah.
And you feel like a very lonely person.
Joining a new band, are you?
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll be right back. You're listening to Davin's Den. Don't go anywhere. We're going to do the clean portion of the show, so Pip won't be peeing on things.
JohnRogueRadio.com, TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the